Welcome to David's Life and Observation with your host, David Welch. Today's show is regarding a couple issues. The first issue, well, I wouldn't say issue, the first thing I want to bring up, the first topic is the Satanic Temple being allowed to now have church exempt status. Now, that is a win for secularism. Because if Christians and Muslims can have their imaginary sky person be tax exempt, then why cannot Satanists or people who are believing in the flying spaghetti monster or who believe the old Norse gods, whatever have you, they should be able to have tax exempt status based on the law. You know, like, that's just the way it goes. Christians are crying foul now because our imaginary sky person isn't the only one that gets this exempt status. Catholics and Christians everywhere are fucking bemoaning this triumph in law, this triumph in the Constitution, where the Satanic Temple has the same endorsements, has the same exempt status as the Catholic Church or Christian Church or a mosque. Now, even further scaring the shit out of Christians is Islam. Islam encroaching on territory and having that same exempt status and properties being bought up and things like that without facing the tax scrutiny. Now, for me, I want to go all the way to the left with it. Like, I want to say everybody fucking pays taxes. Like, if Joe Schmo off the street has to pay tax, then churches should have to pay tax. If you say they don't make money, they're full of shit. If you're saying they don't gouge their parishioners, you're full of crap. They really, especially the Mormon temples, I mean, the Mormon community, they really, 10% of your annual wages as tithe, and they will literally send you a bill. They will literally send you a bill, and if you do not make good on that bill, you will literally be shunned. Now, if that's not pay to play, then I don't know what it is. It is incredible. Now, the Satanic Temple is not a devil-worshipping temple. It's actually a truth and knowledge temple. You need to go potty? Well, then go potty, honey.
So, that's exactly what it is a truth and knowledge temple. It is a bunch of atheists who got together and said, hey, the law allows us to have tax-exempt status if we become a church, if we have worshipers, if we have a theology that we endorse and follow. So they made it up. They created a theology, and they endorse it and they follow it. They have regalia and garb and, you know, certain things, and they have texts and things that you can learn and become. It's like Scientology. I mean, if Scientology, the Mormon religion, Catholicism, and all these other religions can have tax exempt status, Satanists should too. Now, we saw here in Phoenix a huge battle against the Satanists because in the city council meetings, they do their invocation. It's usually some sort of Christian or some sort of religious member of the community. But the instant it was a Satanist's turn to give their invocation, they didn't want any part of it. They said, oh no, we can't do that. So how are Christians being Christian if they don't embrace or love their fellow man? The biggest, most hypocritical religions on the planet, Islam and Christianity, hate it when it's pointed out or brought to the front or thrown back in their face. They can't stand it. They cannot even fathom why it's happening. They suddenly become butthurt and mad and like, why is this happening? We shouldn't allow their evil, man. Well, what evil have they done? In the name of Satan, what have they done? I'll tell you what they've done in the name of God, in the name of Allah. I'll tell you a whole bunch. But what has anybody done in the name of the devil? not too many cases of Satanists here doing actual anything to anybody. Maybe a few sacrifices on some animals. But outside of that, it is despicable how tight people's assholes pucker up when it's not the imaginary sky person that they endorse.
Daddy, come look at my eye.
Your eye's fine, honey. No, it's not, Jenny. But that's exactly my point, guys and gals. Butthurt, angry, because their imaginary sky person isn't the only imaginary sky person that gets a special privilege here in the United States. If one imaginary sky person does, they all do. I don't know what the criteria is to become a religion. And I don't know what the criteria is that the laws looked at that religion has any exemption for any reason whatsoever. If your religion operates as a business and they yield money and they make money and they exchange goods for services or exchange money for services and exchange money for goods, then they are no longer just a religion. They are a business, and the business should be taxed. It is incredible. Incredible. If you are billing people, if you are billing your parishioners, your worshipers, your patrons, your flock or whatever, you are giving them a bill to finance the hierarchy's extravagance in their lapse of luxury, in their temples and their garments and their robes and their fucking jets that fly all over the world, these evangelical fucks. If their parishioners are paying for all of this, then they are receiving money for a service. The service is that person talks about your imaginary sky person. And you pay that person a lot of money to talk about the imaginary sky person and how old their books are and how old their story is and how believable their bullshit is. That's all it is. Imaginary fucking sky people. There are so many contradictions in religious texts that it's absolutely fucking baffling. And then other people hate other religions without knowing a shred of information about the other religion or know deep enough into their religion story to see the hypocrisy of hating another religion. Fucking stupid. And then they want to attack Satanists for the mere fact that they get a privilege that they shouldn't even have in the fucking first place. Because they're a business. They even sell their literature. Yes, a Holy Bible may be free in some instances, but not always. Book of Mormons may be free literature, but not always. It's incredible. They're a business. My second topic that I'm going to talk about today. Perjury. I talked about false statements before. I talked about hearsay and things before, but we're just not seeing a correction in the amount of perjury being committed by law enforcement officials. Or if anyone makes a claim against another person, that person's lifestyle gets totally jacked up and their kids get stripped away from them, and then there's no actual evidence presented to a court about those claims, then and nothing ends up happening to that other person, then we live in a fucked up world. We lived in a fucked up dynamic in the United States where people can make false claims, law enforcement officers and bootlickers alike can make false claims against people, have them raided, have them shot and killed and murdered in some instances, and then nothing happens to them except for maybe an officer gets fired? One, when there was 30 dudes beating on one person, you got one fired? Here's an instance. It just came out on video. New video angle. Girl was thrown down the stairs by law enforcement officers. Sorry, I had to help my daughter in the bathroom. Bubba, come here. So, yes, a girl got thrown down the stairs, and the initial report said that the girl was resisting, told not to go anywhere, etc., etc. We look at the new camera angle, and that is all a lie. It's a fiction. And it's a miracle that this lie has been held out for months and weeks. Why was it allowed to persist? Once the officer has found out, how come he's not in handcuffs right now? What is going on with this paid vacation bullshit that nobody else gets? What kind of privileged bullshit is that? Sorry about that, guys. You know, when I do these podcasts, guys, life does go on. Life persists. And with me, because I have children, my life consists of helping them develop and learn about their lives. So that's what's going on right now. Now, you're probably saying, well, what does this matter, David? What does it matter to you? And I'll tell you why. And it should matter to everybody. Oh, what, you know, officers are, why, I don't know why the mystique is in people's eyes, the mythos that law enforcement officers do no wrong and they're held to a higher standard, when that's not even true. They're held to no higher, their hiring practices may be held to a higher standard than some jobs. But in reality, they themselves are not held to any higher standard. In fact, they break the law more than any other human being I know. They have a high rate of being domestic abusers. They have a high rate of suicide, 75 suicides last year for law enforcement. These guys are so miserable, they kill themselves because they hate what they do. There are some that have realized that it's all big fucking illusion. Even those in the system will lie about their circumstances to better themselves. They will lie and they take hundreds of thousands of dollars from citizens. They get paid exorbitant amount of money to ruin lives. One thing communities need to start doing is choking these people back as far as how much money they can earn and about the amount of side gigs they're allowed to pursue, because just with the city, they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars. On the side, with private entities paying them, they're making much, much more. I don't believe our law enforcement officials should be making hundreds of thousands of dollars. I really don't. They don't do that great a job, firstly. They ruin lives, and there's no accountability. They endanger people. They commit car crashes. They kill people without reason and cost taxpayers a lot of money, and yet these fuckers will still stay on the force somehow and still be able to get paid and still be able to retire with a pension. What the actual fuck, people? And it all stems from perjury. I would guarantee you that if we crack down on perjury for law enforcement officers and started charging these fuckers for perjury, crime rates would decrease. Not only would crime rates decrease, false imprisonment would definitely decrease. It's all about accountability. It is amazing. It is amazing that perjury on the scale it has been allowed to persist. Now, when judges knowingly do something wrong by the law and prosecutors knowingly prosecute and persecute people who have not committed a crime, they can't prove they committed a crime, but they're so relentless and jack them up in court for so fucking long it ruins their lives, they themselves should be prosecuted for that. We can't have a system where prosecutors can spend endless amounts of time in employ millions of dollars in resources to ruin someone's lives when that person hasn't done anything wrong. And that's what we have. We have people convicted of crimes that never committed those crimes. That never did anything wrong, but they've been convicted of crime because they were lied to by a defense attorney, or they were lied to by a prosecutor that said, hey, if you just, you know, confess, you know, we'll let you out tonight, da 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 da. Next thing you know, they're in prison for 3 years because they allowed themselves to be manipulated by law enforcement. Now, I guarantee you that if people started walking around carrying firearms all the time and cops tried beating the hell out of someone when 30 other people around them are armed, I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think they're going to last too long in a gunfight when the people they're policing are all armed. That needs to be the status quo. The other tangent I need to go on, this is the subtopic 3, we the people need to be armed everywhere now. And we need to not passively and just allow law enforcement officers to pick us off one by one, because that's what they're doing. We need to not allow them to violate our rights. We need to defend our rights as viciously as people did back in the 1700s and 1800s. We need to be vicious in our defense of our rights. We need to outright take law enforcement officers out if they dare violate our rights. None of this passive, oh, well, you need to just deal with it in court. That's not okay anymore, because the court system isn't rigged to help anybody other than the state officials, other than law enforcement. So the only equalizer until our justice system gets fixed is people. That's the only equalizer. If a law enforcement officer is sitting there violating people's rights and they're beating the hell out of people and they're doing wrong things and they're committing crimes, yes, they need to be not just fired, not just have their post certification stripped away, they need to be caged. Or the exact same needs to happen to them. If you got officers that are committing rape in gratuitous amounts and they have 51 victims, or they have 30, 40 victims, then I believe that they need to be thrown to the wolves, general population. I fully endorse that. I fully believe that that should happen. We need to get tougher on law enforcement. The only system that we need to get an equal crack at is the law enforcement justice system. And I'm speaking to politicians, judges, prosecutors, everybody in the justice system that's committing wrong. Even you alphabet motherfuckers. Secret Service. Anybody in government who's committing wrong on the scale that they're committing. Lying to the American people. Lying constantly in official documents. Lying to get people locked up. Making false claims without evidence. And then the judges being okay and just prosecuting anyway. Or judges signing off on warrants that make no sense. And then judges who are putting people on bond for millions of dollars when it is actually a constitutional right for people not to be bonded out of existence. Not to face incredible bonds so much that they can't possibly be free. That is a slap in the face of the Constitution and every judge that imposes that, because they just want money and they live for the money racket, should be jailed and caged themselves and beaten by the American people. We need to uncage people that have not committed a physical crime. If they've committed a crime where they sold weed, if weed is such a horrible thing and we're on the verge of decriminalizing it, we need to let every person ever put in jail for weed out. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of the justice system just constantly getting away with bullshit. And now their new thing is, oh, well, the regular avenues aren't working anymore because people are onto us. So let's start using the mental health code. Let's go ahead and pat the backs of mental health counselors. Let's call them mandatory reporters with no evidence, no recorded conversations, just their word. Like their word is gospel. Like they can't be manipulated into lying. Like they can't have a vested interest or have money go their way if they have one or two 5150s a month. That is another corrupt avenue of the system. Mental health counselors need to be viciously attacked if they make false claims that lead to an arrest, that lead to kids being taken away. They need to lose their credentials and spend time, quality time behind bars. I'm talking 3 to 5 years minimum. Law enforcement officers that commit rights violations should mandatorily spend 3 to 5 years minimum. Perjury should be even much tougher for government officials, lawyers. They should be behind bars minimum 5 years. It should be a mandatory minimum that people impose on the justice system. I'm telling you, if we impose that on the justice system, they will unfuck themselves. That's it for today's show. Thank you for listening to David's Life and Observation. You have any questions, comments, concerns, hit me an email, dwelch9627@gmail.com.